الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. Dear brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for His ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us so that we worship Him. So that we worship Him all the time. Allah azza wa jalla has created us so that we remain in His worship. We remain in His ibadah. Allah azza wa jalla has created us so that we can become His servants, so that we can become His ibad, His abid. Allah Azza wa Jal has created us so that we can serve Allah Azza wa Jal, and we can be in His service all the time. Ibadat, to become abd. Abd is not for half an hour. Abd is not for 1 hour. Abd is not for once a week. Abd is abd. A servant is servant. Abd does not have any specific job, but rather to remain in the service of his master. Abd is somebody who is ready to serve the master. I am all yours. I am at your service. I am there for you. You command and your command will be fulfilled. That is the meaning of being abd. Banda hona. Banda jo hai, 5 minute ke liye, 10 minute ke liye banda thodi hota. Banda jo hai, jo aqa ki khidmat mein rahe, wo banda hai. Aqa ke paas hazir rahe, tayyar rahe. Aap hukum dein, aapka hukum pura hoga. Illa liya'budun. Some ulama have run the tafsir of ya'budun, banda shudan, banda banna, that we become abd. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be His servants. How can we be the service of Allah azza wa jal all the time? We are human being and we are created by Allah azza wa jal. Our necessities are also created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We eat, we drink, we sleep. And we have many other human needs. So how can we remain in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time? Allah azza wa jal is very kind, and Allah azza wa jal is very merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very simple formula, a simple method. If we follow that method, we will remain in the service of Allah all the time. If we follow that method, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will consider that we have been worshipping Him all the time. We have been doing ibadah all the time. And that simple method and that easy formula is salah. Salah is a way to remain in the service of Allah all the time. Salah is a method to remain in connection with Allah Azza wa Jal all the time. Salah is the tool to get help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. You can see that Allah Azza wa Jal has obliged us to pray salah as soon as we wake up. We wake up and we remember Allah. Right? إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ. As soon as we wake up, we pray salah so that we can remain in connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. Then we go busy with our daily lives. So our bodies are busy elsewhere, but our mind is connected with masjid. Our mind and our heart
is connected with Salah. It's going to be time for Dhuhr. It's going to be time for Salah. It's going to be time for Salah. I just need to go and do my prayer. So although we may not be praying, but Allah Azza wa Jalla, out of His kindness, considers this waiting for Salah as Salah. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He counts intidaru Salah as Salah. You're waiting for the prayer, you are in the prayer. You're waiting for Salah, you are in Salah. So you are waiting to do the ibadah, you are in ibadah. It would be that a person has prayed Fajr Salah and then he came to pray Dhuhr Salah and his mind remained connected with Salah. So he was praying all the time from the time he woke up until Dhuhr. We pray Dhuhr Salah. We go home, have lunch and take a nap. Time for Asr. Or you do some business, do some meetings. Khalas, time for Asr. So you are busy with something, but your mind is busy with Salah, with Asr. I need to do Asr. I just want to finish this small job, little job, little meeting, small meeting here, there. Khalas, I need to go and pray Asr. So a person, he's waiting for Asr. The time between Dhuhr and Asr, because of his mind being busy with Salah, Allah Azza wa Jal will consider that he was praying. So from Fajr until Asr he was praying. From Fajr until Asr he was praying. Asr, you pray Salah, you go home, have some tea, you invite friends, have some snacks, have some chat, just, catch up with your family. It's time for Maghrib. You keep yourself alert so that you don't miss Maghrib Salah. And you conclude your business, you conclude your meeting, you conclude your tea, your snacks very quickly, very fast, and come for Maghrib. Because of this waiting for Maghrib, the time between Asr and Maghrib is prayer. The time is considered as being in the service of Allah Azza wa Jalla, being in the masjid. The same also applies between Maghrib and Isha. And once a person prays Isha with Jama'ah and he prays Fajr with Jama'ah, he has prayed all night. In other words, Salah, it looks very simple, but actually it is a way to remain in the service of Allah Azza wa Jalla all the time. It is a method to do the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jalla all the time. A mu'min is always in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has created us for this purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created jinn and human being except to do my ibadah. How can I do ibadah all the time? This is how you can do the ibadah all the time. You do the ibadah when you are doing the ibadah. And even when you are not doing the ibadah, if your mind and if your heart is busy with ibadah, you are in ibadah. That's why, my dear brothers in Islam, Salah is the greatest gift Allah has given us. Salah is not only a command, is not only obligation, but rather it is gift. Allah gave us a gift. It's like, say, you are traveling somewhere, right? And you are worried about your family, you are worried about your child, and you buy them a dedicated mobile with a quick button. Anytime you want to call me, just press this button and it will immediately connect with me. Sometimes we need this when you are traveling, if you are in Hajj Umrah, because people can easily get lost. So you need to have a dedicated mobile, dedicated number. Allah Azza wa Jal knows that we are a human being, we forget, and we sometimes we become lazy. Sometimes, you know, shaitan comes in between. So there has to be a way to keep this person in constant contact, in regular contact with Allah Azza wa Jal. So out of His mercy, Allah Azza wa Jal gave us salah. You pray salah when you wake up. You pray salah when you go to bed. You pray salah when you have break for lunch. You pray salah once you are, you know, free from your work. You pray salah once more. So there is salah before, there is salah after, and there is salah in between. Either a Muslim is praying or waiting for to pray. That is the definition of a Muslim. Who is Muslim? Muslim is somebody who is either praying or waiting to pray. A person who is waiting to pray, can he commit sins? A person who is praying salah, can he commit sins inside the prayer? A person is praying salah, Allahu Akbar, reading Quran, doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, Tasbih, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Can he backbite? Can he lie at that time? Can he shout, scream? Can he hurt people while doing that? No. Why not? Because he is praying. When he is praying, he cannot disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. He cannot commit sins. Because any sin inside the prayer will invalidate salah. If a person talks, halas, that will invalidate salah. If a person, you know, backbites, which people don't do, but say for the sake of argument, well, invalidate salah. We cannot think of ourselves committing sins while we are praying salah. My dear brothers, if we realize the importance of waiting for the prayer, and if we know that waiting for the prayer as prayer, while I am waiting for the prayer, can I commit sins? I am waiting for salah. I have something important lined up. I am busy with something really, really important. I just want to go to the masjid and pray salah. My mind, my heart is busy with salah. If a person waits for salah, that will move him away from so many sins. From any lahu, yani, something useless. Something which does not have any benefit in dunya or any benefit of akhirah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضُلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ. You know, unnecessary talk, useless conversation. Well, this will deviate a person from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. A person waiting for salah cannot do lahu al-hadith. A person waiting for salah cannot be engaged in lahu. A person waiting for salah cannot lie. A person waiting for salah cannot do backbiting. That's why salah is the most important thing in Islam that we need to learn. Salah is something we need to learn. We need to take time and learn the meaning of salah, learn the purpose of salah, learn the essence of salah, learn the benefits of salah, learn the adab of salah, arkan of salah, ahkam of salah, shurut of salah. My dear brothers, if a person can perfect his salah, he can perfect his deen. If a person, a man, a woman, young, old, if we can perfect our salah, we can perfect our deen. And may Allah forgive us. If a person cannot perfect his salah, he cannot perfect his deen. If a person cannot perfect his salah, he cannot perfect his deen. The most important thing in Islam is salah. But that salah is not the outer salah. There is salah that is outer aspect of salah, but there is inner aspect of salah, connection with Allah Azza wa Jal, love of Allah Azza wa Jal, khushu' in salah, khudu' in salah. waiting for salah, having the desire to be in the presence of Allah Azza wa Jal all the time, having the desire to be in the service of Allah Azza wa Jal all the time. That's why in the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have so many virtues of salah. So many virtues of salah. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Recite what is being revealed to you from the book and establish salah. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Indeed, salah, it stops from evil acts and wrongdoings. Which salah? Which salah? My salah? My salah? The salah that Allah wants. The salah that is required. The salah that is desirable. The salah that is designed to stop from wrongdoing. There is a salah that is designed to stop from wrongdoing. If we pray that salah will stop from wrongdoing. If we pray salah and we don't know what we are doing, we don't know how we are doing, we don't know the meaning, we don't know the purpose, we don't know what is going inside the prayer, what is going before the prayer, after the prayer, we are just ticking the box. Well, that salah, there is no guarantee attached with that salah. The salah that is designed, believe me, that is help for dunya and that is also help for akhirah. That salah that we are required to do, that salah guarantees rizq. The salah that we are required to do, it guarantees your rizq. It guarantees forgiveness. It guarantees connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear brothers, salah is such an important thing. Allah Azza wa Jal invited Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the heavens. Subhanalladhi asra bi 'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu was-sami'ul basir. Allah Azza wa Jal invited Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa and from Masjid al-Aqsa to the heavens. And then Allah Azza wa Jal gave him the command of salah so that he can take it back to his people. And so that these people who worship Allah Azza wa Jal, they can also have the spiritual experience. Inshallah, regarding this, there will be more talk and there will be more, inshallah, bayan of ulama after Isha Salah at Sharia Board at Western Avenue, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. صلى الله عليه وسلم